The highest percentage of global unsafe abortions still occur in Africa and Latin America. In Ghana, unsafe abortion is the second largest contributor to maternal death, affecting women between the ages of 20 and 29. These revelations came up at a Good Matcha dissemination workshop for stakeholders in reproductive health in Accra. Asibi Bangwekela finds out from an official of the Good Matcha Institute, Aparna Sundaran, who presented the research findings on abortion-seeking behaviors among Ghanaian women, the implications and the way forward.
Which is because there isn't enough research on the subject on Ghana which looks at the country as a whole. All the studies actually so far have looked only at small communities or, you know, one hospital. And then there was this data set which was collected by the Ghana Ministry of Health and the Ghana Health Services, which encompasses the entire country. There's a lot of rich detail, a lot of information in it, which nobody has really sort of extracted, nobody has really used.
What are the implications of the findings?
The findings are they're unequivocal. They show that the vulnerable people, the poorer people, the younger women, the adolescent women, they are the ones who are the most vulnerable to unsafe abortion. They are the ones at the greatest risk of dying, the greatest risk of being unhealthy or disabled for the rest of their lives. And that is something which really needs to be sort of tackled on a war footing. I mean, because unsafe abortion is such a big cause of maternal mortality in Ghana. It's such a tragedy. It is that, you know, so many women are dying. If they have children, their children's lives are devastated, their families' lives are devastated. And so that we all be recommend that, you know, there be a strong expansion of contraceptive use in addition to safe abortion services and comprehensive abortion.
Ms. Aparna Sundaram of the Good Matcha Institute telling Asibi Bangwekela what needs to be done with research findings on abortion-seeking behaviors among Ghanaian women.